Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of America's Business with Ted David. Did you know recently that some IRS computers got hacked into? And before you cheer, yay, get them. Well, they weren't taking IRS home addresses. They were getting into taxpayer information, which means you, which means me. Ted has the story.
It was a pretty big heist, Ed. The IRS says thieves hacked into an Internal Revenue Service online computer and gained access to information for more than 100,000 taxpayer accounts. The criminals used personal data obtained from other sources, including Social Security numbers, street addresses, and dates of birth, to get to the IRS Get Transcript service. The system has been temporarily shut down. The thieves gained access to tax returns and other tax information on file with the IRS. The IRS's main computer system that handles tax filings, however, was not compromised. The IRS says in a statement that the hack occurred from February through mid-May. So how can you protect yourself against this kind of breach? I wondered, and I asked tax and IRS expert John Pollack, and he wasn't all that sanguine.
There is no number one thing, because you can't not file your tax return. Someone hacked the IRS. I can tell people how to protect their Social Security number by redacting their tax returns before they give it to a financial advisor or giving it to anybody, you know, a loan officer to determine whether they can get a loan. But this is the IRS. They have to have the information. That's what's so frustrating. There's nothing they can do.
The Get Transcript application allows users to view their tax account transactions, line-by-line tax return information, or wage and income reported to the IRS for a specific tax year. It was used to securely retrieve approximately 23 million taxpayer transcripts last year. That's America's Business. I'm Ted David. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Ted. Your smartphone, is it making you smart or is it making you downright dumb? I'm not just talking about Trivial Pursuit dumb, because none of us know a lot of those questions anyway. I'm talking about dumb as a stone dumb. Well, it could be. Academics, technology experts, journalists, and consumers often disagree about whether technology and the always-on access to people and information it affords are making us smarter and more capable of solving problems, or less intelligent, less curious, and less well-equipped to face intellectual challenges. But it is difficult to measure how modern innovations like the internet and smartphones are affecting the broader population's ability to think critically and problem-solve. So as a proxy for that question, we can ask a similar one. How do the growing rates of technology use affect teens? The continual research into teens and their tech habits, plus the data on how well they perform on every high school student's most dreaded test, the SAT, provide a compelling look at how the average student has performed academically during the years in which mobile phones have steadily become popular among teenagers. Here we go. Since 2004, the Pew Research Center has gathered data on teenagers' ownership of cell phones, charting their meteoric rise to near ubiquity. In 2004, 45% of teens, 12 to 17, had a cell phone. In 2006, it was 63%. By 2008, 71%. By 2010, 75% of teens had a cell phone. And by then, researchers characterized the devices as indispensable tools of teen communication patterns. In 2012, Pew reported 77% of teens owned a cell phone. And in 2013, it rose slightly, by then 78%. Of those 78%, almost half had smartphones. That's about 37% of all teens have smartphones, up from just 23% in 2011. In the same period, the College Board's reports on the millions of students who take the SAT in preparation for applying to and attending college reveals that the mean scores have, declined on some sections more than others. But the results are still sobering. Each of the three sections of the SAT, critical reading, mathematics, and writing, declined. Isn't that not surprising? Because these kids, when even they should be doing schoolwork, all right, even when they're doing homework, they got their phone there, they are looking at mindless garbage on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. You know, Johnny's over having pizza. Let's take a look at his pizza. Uh-oh, Becky made a funny face. Look at Becky's funny face while I should be reading up on, I don't know, something you learned in history today. Because they are distracted. They are incredibly distracted. You're distracted. Yes, you. Think about what you do in work. What did you do in work the last time you worked? Okay, how long did you work? Okay. Out of that time, how much actual work did you do? Did you have Facebook on at your desk? Sure you did. Did you have Instagram up? Sure you did. Did you email someone personally, not about work, about maybe, I don't know, getting the kids together this weekend, playing golf this weekend, going to the movies with a friend? Sure you did. Did you tweet? Of course you did. It's affecting all of us at all levels. Take a look at how many people are on Facebook rather than doing their work. And then when you go to your employer and mention that everybody's on Facebook, they essentially throw their hands up in the air because they can't do anything about it, or they don't want to do anything about it, and suggest about shutting Facebook off in your place of business. They won't do it. Why? Because they're on it too, all day long. But this is shocking, that these scores are dropping in critical reading, in mathematics, and in writing. Are we getting stupid? No, we're just becoming incredibly distracted. The New York Times reported in 2012, while teachers have observed the access to the internet and other technologies has improved research skills for students, many have argued that tech has a detrimental effect on students' attention spans, which hinders not just their ability to pay attention in class, but hurts their ability to write, to communicate face-to-face, to think critically, and to even complete their homework. A Pew survey of teachers found that many think the internet conditions students to find quick answers, usually stupid ones, and thanks to Google, they are more likely to give up when an easy answer proves elusive. Students' ability to focus and fight through academic challenges seems to be on the decline, especially among those with unrestricted access to phones, televisions, games, iPads, and entertainment media at home. When it comes to media, it's got to be quick. They've got to get it in the first 6 seconds or you've lost them forever. You can't have a long interview anymore because people won't sit through it, allegedly, okay? I think one of the most compelling things we've ever done on this show was 1 hour with Dick Cavett. He was thoughtful. He was articulate. He was engaging. He was what he is. He's Dick Cavett. He doesn't talk in 140-character little dopey little sound bites that disappear into the ether and you don't think about them again. And it's not just him. Where has the art of conversation gone? Where has the art of thought gone? We can very easily speak into our phone and get a quick answer about any topic, any subject. But that doesn't mean that we're more inquisitive. That doesn't mean that we are more curious, because we are not. Because no one wants to think anymore. Everything has to be quick. Watch a television show. Watch a sitcom, okay? Usually the lowest common denominator of thought is involved when creating a sitcom. 10, 20, 30 years ago, there were longer scenes. Now, you get this back and forth. You get the camera. You will not see a camera shot that lasts more than 10 seconds on any television show anymore. Why? Because it has to be quick. These reality shows, bang, 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 bang. You're getting bombarded with shots and scenes because we have this tiny attention span. Because we are getting stupid. Because our expectations for information is now reduced to these just little, tiny little snippets that come here and there and they are all over and none of them mean anything. Because all your life has become is reading other people's Facebook posts and reading dopey Twitter messages and sitting there and playing these ridiculous Twitter games. My goodness, you look at some of this stuff on Twitter. I mean, where are the brains nowadays? These stupid word games that just clog up your mind and take your day away from you. Where has our intelligence gone? And when intelligence fails, there's only one thing left that we can use, our bodies. And so we need to keep those bodies fit. And how do we do that? Well, we need fitness. We need proper fitness. Can you see the segue coming? I can. I can feel it from a mile away. Has your fitness regimen kind of hit the wall? Are you not seeing those goals anymore? Maybe, I don't know, it's become stale. It's the old Saturday night routine when it comes to fitness. Well, ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, she's here with some help. Here's this week's Fit in a Minute.
Plateaus get to all of us. Routine's comfortable, but to achieve gains, you have to push harder. Choose one factor to adjust every 6 weeks to keep progressing. Mode, which is the method, frequency, how often, duration, how long, order, the sequence of exercises, and intensity, how hard. Mode refers to the type of exercise you're doing. Switch up biking for running or use cables instead of barbells. You can change your frequency by breaking up workouts into 2 15-minute bouts or 3 days on, 1 day off. Duration refers to how long each session is. Add a few minutes onto your cardio or a few more reps to your strength routine. Switch up the order of your exercises. Do cardio first or strength first, or try interval training between the two. Instead of always doing back exercises first, start with a leg routine. Finally, look at the intensity of your workouts. Are you reaching your target heart range? If you can't work out longer, try a little harder. Add a few hills or a few pounds to your strength routine. It's always best to keep a log so you can track what's working and what isn't. I'm ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And Lisa will be back next week. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.